Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Yandex and Facebook look towards a future partnership. Nestle expands in China and smart TV internet use increases in Argentina. Yandex is reportedly discussing a future partnership with social networking giant Facebook. According to Russian newspaper Vedomosti, working with Facebook could help Yandex to further promote its services and boost mobile revenue. Meanwhile, Facebook is looking for access to Yandex's user data in Russia, particularly from online services like online shopping or booking flights. Discussions have allegedly taken place to give Facebook users exclusivity when using Yandex's services, whilst allowing both companies to share user data for the benefit of targeted advertising. With Yandex's mobile revenue falling far below Facebook's and Mark Zuckerberg's company having a much lower audience in Russia than the local search engine, the partnership could strengthen the position of both companies in the market. Nestle is looking to expand the e-commerce side of its business in China after a disappointing period of growth. With its online business now making the company more money than its brick and mortar outlets, Nestle's MD of Food and Beverage in China, Reinhold Jacobi, revealed earlier this week that its sales growth online is now expanding at triple-digit rates. Nestle has been prioritizing the Chinese market for some time now after it failed to meet targets there for 4 years in a row. It's recently unveiled 67 new products on Alibaba's Tmall.com, which have never previously been available in China. Nestle now says that strategies like these are allowing it to keep up with the fast-moving Chinese e-commerce market. Internet access via smart televisions is on the rise in Argentina when compared to last year. Whilst laptops, desktops, and smartphones are still the most popular devices to access the internet on, a poll by carrier E Asociados has found that the popularity of smart TV internet access is growing in the country. Whilst only 15% of internet users used their television in 2015, the device saw a 100% increase to 30% in just 1 year. This was the highest increase of all devices in the poll, with games consoles even seeing a drop in usage. With an expected increase of 3.2 million internet users in Argentina before 2020, and the increased ease of browsing experience on smart TVs, this increase is expected to grow. Rakuten is continuing its global downsizing by announcing that it will be shutting down its Spanish and UK sites. After a decision at the start of the year to streamline the business by pulling out of Southeast Asia, the company is also closing down its offices in Cambridge and Barcelona. In a statement, the company said that the cost of growth relative to the size of the business had led to plans to close these operations. As Japan's top e-commerce business, Rakuten will continue to focus its efforts on other nations such as Brazil and France, but will carry on its retrenchment in countries like Germany and Austria, where a closure of offices there is expected to start in August. Rakuten CEO Hiroshi Mikitani announced that it'll be looking to remove less profitable arms of the business and invest in new mobile opportunities like US discount store Ebates. And finally, with the Euro 2016 football tournament due to start this week in France, social media users around Europe will be able to decide which country's colour light up the Eiffel Tower each night. With 3 games per day at the beginning of the tournament, telecom business Orange will look through social media to see which of the 6 teams' fans have been the most supportive by the end of the final match. The lighting of the country's most famous landmark will be in control of football fans for each day of the month-long tournament, which ends on Sunday, the 10th of July, at the Stade de France National Stadium. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.